Blog Talk Radio.
To the show, and welcome. You're listening live to the Frank Williams Show, and I am your host, Frank Williams. We are called the fastest growing radio show in the South right now because of you. 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. That's where you guys can call in and comment on today's episode. When you call in to the show, once you get connected to the show, all you have to do is press the one key on your keypad, and that will let me know that you want to be on the air, you want to say something, or you want to talk to me. All right? Again, 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. Again, thank you guys for tuning in to the show. Those who are listening via my show page live online at Blog Talk Radio, thank you guys for tuning in. Those who are listening via cell phone or landline, thank you guys for tuning in to the show as well. Now, today's show is being brought to you by our sponsor, CPA On Duty. For all of your tax or accounting needs, call the certified public accounting firm of CPA On Duty. You can reach them at 770-732-0244. Whether it's personal taxes, personal accounting, corporate taxes, corporate accounting, and even IRS issues, the professionals at CPA On Duty can help you with your concerns. Give them a call today, 770-732-0244. And please don't forget to mention that the Frank Williams Show sent you. Okay? Again, let's see. Before I get started into the show, I think I wanted to say a couple of things, but I don't quite remember what I wanted to tell you guys. It was something going on that I wanted to say something about, but I guess that kind of slid out of my memory bank, right? Okay, so let's move on with the show. Now, today's weather right now is 54 degrees in the ATL. We're looking at a high today of 84 today. Low tonight, 62. 62 at night, 84 in the daytime. Now, that's weather right there. That is weather. Okay, and tomorrow we're looking at 78, a high 78, low 49. Thursday, 74, low 46, partly cloudy. And Friday, partly cloudy, high 66, low 46. So we're looking at having a pretty nice week. I don't see any rain right now in the forecast, so that's today's word of the day is golem. Golem, G-O-L-E-M. Golem is a noun, and it means an artificial being in Hebrew folklore endowed with life. The second meaning is someone or something resembling a golem. So I don't know, someone resembling an artificial being in Hebrew folklore endowed with life. That's a golem. All right, so that's your word of the day. I don't pick these words, guys. I just run into them. They send them to me, and I give them to you guys. All right. Again, the call-in number is 818-301-5834, and you're listening live to the Frank Williams Show. Hey, some of you sports fans out there, I know I've been trying to keep up with the basketball and trying to keep up with the what's going on with the playoffs getting ready to come up in basketball. And, you know, I'm just worried about the Hawks. Now, as far as the Hawks are concerned, they're in fourth place right now. Fourth or fifth place. Man, I was just looking at that. They're in fourth or fifth place. I think they may be in fifth place. Okay? And right now, they'd have to play the Miami Heat, it looks like. If the playoffs started today, they'd have to play the Miami Heat in the first round. And we've been pretty successful with the Heat. It may be a split between us and the Heat this season as far as the games we play with them this season. It may be a split. I'm not sure, but, you know, this time of year, I think Miami turns up their game a little bit. But the Hawks really been playing good ball, which is now is the time for them to do it. And, hey, we'll go from here, right? We'll go from here. Anyhow, let's go on and get into the show. Now, today's episode is entitled, Trump Supporter Says, Make America White Again. Now, they're wearing T-shirts that's saying, Make America White Again. America white again. Listen to that, guys. Make America white again. Now, y'all tell me, when was America ever, ever white? I'm not being racist. I'm not being prejudiced against anybody or anything. But these people have, you know, thinking that's just not rational. That's unrational thinking. Okay? So on the show today, we're going to discuss the supporters of Donald Trump that wore these T-shirts. I mean, who can say that America was ever white? America has never been white. When I say, when I'm thinking I'm thinking that when you say make America white again, that means that at some point, America had nothing but white people in it. If that's what they're asking, if that's what they're saying, if that's what they're saying is that make America white again, which I'm thinking that that means make America where there's only white people in it again. And that has never been. Now, if you had said make America Indian again, Native American again, I wouldn't be having this show. And contrary to what people think or what people want you to think, America was not discovered by a Christopher Columbus, a white man, English white man. That's probably the furthest thing from the truth. But that's what white America wants you to think. And if you look back in history or you start to Google some of this stuff, you'll find out that what Google's saying is that America was founded by Asians, some Asian people. Asians, not even Native Americans, not even Indians. But I believe that the Native Americans were the first people here. They are the original Americans. Okay? Why are people walking around? And this is exactly why Trump is having so much trouble right now in his rallies. I know you guys seen where he tried to have a rally in Chicago, and they had opposition, violence, and protesting that they had to cancel his rally in Chicago. Now, what's going to happen when he comes to Atlanta to rally? What's going to happen when he goes to maybe Miami to rally? What's going to happen when he goes to somewhere in Missouri or St. Louis? Or what's going to happen when he goes somewhere in California? They're going to follow suit. They're going to follow what happened in Chicago. He's going to have so much trouble from now on in his rallies that he may have to have a rally somewhere up in the mountains of Georgia to keep away from the violence. But even if he had a rally in the mountains of Georgia, he won't have the people there that he wanted to have. So he go to Chicago thinking that he going to get some black support. But it turned and turned and turned the wrong way for him in Chicago. And because of his supporters wearing these T-shirts, you think with social media today, with all the cameras and the video cameras and all this stuff that it's so easy. The kids know how to take some pictures or shoot some video and then upload it to YouTube or upload it to Facebook, upload it to Instagram, Snapchat, whatever they want to do. They can do it now. And then it goes out to so many people so fast. I mean, now I discount some of the stuff on Facebook because it's been known to put out, people have been known rather to put out untrue stuff on Facebook, right? Some things are maybe the furthest from the truth that you can get. So I don't put a lot of faith in everything that comes across Facebook. But pictures don't lie. I know people can Photoshop and do this kind of stuff, but some pictures don't lie. And the pictures that I've seen with supporters in the Trump rallies with these T-shirts on saying, "Make America White Again," that only ignites trouble within any other race outside of the white race. And that's all it does, is ignites something that may have been sleeping a little bit. Something that may have been trying to sleep a little bit. And then all of a sudden you see these T-shirts on social media that says, "America White Again." That ignites, that wake up a sleeping dog. Okay? And then you go to a rally like in Chicago and you have this violence. And that's what they're going to do. They're going to paint it as black people being violent against these Trump supporters. Well, you call it what you want to. But I'm going to say this, that nowadays you put, so to speak, the KKK on one side and, so to speak, some black people in Chicago on the other side, and it's going to be trouble. It's going to be trouble. Now, why would a supporter of Donald Trump want to wear? I saw about five white women standing on in the crowd. They showed them perfectly standing in the crowd. Five of them sitting together. I guess they all gave each other, got these T-shirts for each other. But the T-shirt said, "Trump, make America white again." All five of them had on the T-shirts. Why would they want America to be white again, so to speak? Call me. Let's talk. 818-301-5834 and press the number 1 so I can put you on the air. But why would they want America to be white again? That's what I'm thinking. Okay? So supposedly we've come a long way. Supposedly America has come a long way since the 60s, since the 50s, since the 40s, the 30s, what have you. Supposedly we've come a long way. Why would you want to go back? Because that's what it's saying, right? Why would you want to go back to what America used to be? Are you supportive of the way it used to be? Are you supportive of racial profiling? Are you supportive of having white restaurants and black restaurants? Are you supportive of having white restrooms and black restrooms? Are you supportive of that? Are you supportive of the KKK? Supportive of all these white hate groups? Because that's what it was. I'm not saying they're gone. I'm not saying that nothing like that, because they're still there. But are you supporting that? Are you supporting that's what you're saying? Take it back to them. What's wrong? Are you scared you're falling apart? I have a caller from the 919 area code. The first three digits are 637. Caller, you're live on the show with Frank Williams. Who's this? Where you calling from?
What's going on, Frank? This is Justin from Conyers, Georgia.
JD, what's going on, brother?
Not much, man. Sitting here listening to the show, man, and Just to touch on what you're talking about, I had a white colleague tell me that I think one of the reasons that some supporters want to make America white again, he actually made a statement to me that he feels like blacks and Hispanics have more rights than white people these days. They have more rights. We get away with more. We get more from the government than white people do. And then he also said that the reason he's voting for Trump is because so many people don't like him, even some of the Republicans. He must be doing something right.
Yeah, well, I tell people all the time, and I try not to let people get away with stuff like that, because they say it, and they actually trying to stick the fork at me when people say stuff like that. And I tell people all the time, how can you say that black people get more stuff from the government than white people? I know what he's talking about. He's talking about the welfare program, but
he was talking about welfare. He was talking about free education.
Yeah. See, welfare. If it wasn't for white people being on welfare, welfare would not be around.
Right.
And it's probably three times or four times more white people on welfare than it is blacks. That's something that he need to look up, or she need to look up and see if that's true. It's probably three times more white people on welfare than it is black. That's why the program would never go away. And I just don't take it from people when they say that kind of stuff to me, because and if the free education, I mean, what's that about? I mean, it isn't even close. I mean, we're not even close in population to white people. They get more stuff than we do. It's more of them. But that's the way they think, man.
Yeah.
All right, JD, you got something else going? What else?
No. I just think it's crazy just watching, like you say, social media. When I look at these videos, man, I just think it's crazy the way these, some of these people act. Like the guy that sucker punched Buddy, just told it next time he should kill him. All that, man, it's crazy.
Cause see now, and sometimes this is what it takes. Now is I like this because it's showing. Younger is showing the younger generation what the older generation want. It's showing them how they want America to be. Like you say, let's take it back the way it used to be. That's what the older white generation want. And if the just like what's happening, these younger black Tino. Even some of these young white kids are seeing now what their folks want the country to be like when that's not what they want.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So, hey, JD, I appreciate your call, brother.
All right.
All right, take it easy, man. I saw little man where you put your picture out there from the basketball stuff.
Oh yeah, man. They doing it, man. Getting ready for AAU now.
Good. Keep going, man.
Okay.
All right. Appreciate it, Jay.
Yes, sir.
So, again, like I said, I'm glad that we're seeing, or the younger generation is seeing, what's happening right now. We're seeing how, the white older generation, how they want things to be. Okay. And a lot of younger kids that I talk to, I always say, man, if I were back there in the 60s and stuff with Dr. King, then I wouldn't have took that stuff, you know, spraying me with water hose, all this stuff. Well, you would have taken it. You would have taken it. You would have walked with Dr. King. You would have thought like Dr. King because that's what he preached. But now they understanding how it used to be. I think now younger kids are understanding how it used to be. And they not going to take it. They not going to sit around and take it. And I like that. I like that. Because you're not going to take it. And that makes other people say, hey, that's wrong. What they're doing is wrong. Why are they treating people like that? That's not right. So I like what's going on. And again, you see these older white people at these Trump rallies. The older generation. That's why racism and racial profiling and all this stuff won't die. Because until some of these older white people and older black people too, Black people are racist and prejudiced as well. But until they start to die off and stop teaching their kids and their kids' kids this type of behavior, this type of thinking, it's going to continue. Okay? It's going to continue. So I'd say, you know, so I'd say, just say hello. So I'd say, do your thing, guys. Be who you want to be. Okay, take care of yourselves, take care of your families. You know what you want to do, okay? You know what you want to do. You know who you want to be. Stay on your road. Stay on your trick. Stay on your trick to make things happen, okay? Stay on your track to make things happen. And let's see, I'm about out of time, guys. I'm going to see if I can find something to go out with you guys on. Anyway, take care of yourself, guys. I'll see you guys in about 23 and a half hours. Take care.